Welcome to Hope United Methodist Church. Join our sing-along this August 12, 2018, the 12th Sunday after Pentecost.
Something beautiful.
Thank you.
lovely ensemble that will lead us into worship this morning. Another favorite hymn out there. 2128. That would be the black 2128 black. Come and find the quiet center. Let's do the first and the third, and then we'll let the ensemble read us this one.
Chill
because it's cold, or wind chill because you're chill. But I think you're always your cousin.
spirits to break forth. Break forth, O beauteous heavenly light. And when we gather in a place like this, in a time like this, the people like these, we dimly see through the haze, clearly sometimes, we recognize the presence of the divine here in our midst, inviting us to new places, into the future, and embracing us with love. I invite us to continue then in the spirit of prayer. I invite us to continue all the days of our lives, but now to seek the presence of the divine and to be thankful. I invite us to call one another to worship. We can share together the words printed in our bulletin. I'm the not old, because you, my beloved, you are the bold. And we will share responsibly. You made everything, God. You imagine it and it happens. You breathe on it and give it life.
The oceans are the end of the food of the earth. In your womb, we share our origins.
We like to think we look after ourselves with trade and commerce, with boats that plow the sea, with trains and trucks and planes.
We bring our lives to business. Yet every people owns its life to you. Everything continues to depend on you for life.
You bring forth food from the earth, from the seas, from the skies. By your bounty, we are all fed.
If you withdraw your favor, we all perish. Without you, we are no more than the flesh and chemicals. But you put your breath of life into us.
With each new generation, you renew us. Our living bodies reveal your spirit. They are living, be acceptable to you, O God.
You created volcanoes and the earthquakes, the hurricanes and the glaciers. You shaped the earth itself, and you love us, and we are so thankful.
May it be so.
All right, next we have a hymn that we will be accompanied by our rhythm show. And stand with your people. I will cue you in. We will be singing verses 1 and 4 of number 377. The words will be up there too, and I will cue you in because you don't start singing right away.
Thank you.
praise God for all the good things that God gives us. So I invite you to continue in a spirit of prayer, and I invite you to settle into this place of peace. I invite you to take a deep breath. Take another one. And another. And I invite you to draw your attention to the Spirit of God within you. I invite you to draw your attention to the Spirit of God within you and all around you. I invite you to consider for a moment the week that has passed, or the time that has passed since we gathered together last. What you've done, where you've been, what you've said, not said. And I invite you to give all of those things to God. And I invite you to consider the future. For some, we stand on the threshold of a week that's passed and a week to come. I invite you to consider the week that is to come, the future, and give the future to God. I think it is difficult to move into the future while holding on to or still sitting in the past. And this is a space, this is the pew, where you can leave behind the past so that you are empowered to go into the future. So I invite you, as you are comfortable, to lift aloud your joys, your concerns, your hopes, your fears, your worries, things that hold you back, to leave them here, to lift them aloud so that we might help share in your joy and help carry your burden. Are there joys or concerns that you would lift aloud now? As you feel comfortable, that can come around to you.
This heat has made me sick, and the only thing that helps is a glass of water, but I need prayer because I get sick and I need
prayer. Thank you for sharing. Like continued prayers for my friend Michelle. She's back in the hospital with complications from her cancer. And also, on a little lighter note, prayers for my dog, who has been sick for about 5 days now. And so, hopefully she'll get better soon.
Thank you for sharing.
Ask for prayers for number 3 son, Dan. Tomorrow morning he'll be having surgery to remove the last of the cancerous cells in his thyroid. Hopefully that will all go well. Ask for your prayers of support and healing.
I would like prayers for my son, Roy. He was on the 12th stream last week and had a heart attack. and he made it to his car and to the hospital, and he's having a procedure on Wednesday. Prayers for my son, Ron.
I'd like prayers for my friend Kathy. She had several strokes in the last few weeks. She is a small stroke, so she is at home recovering, but she'll have a long road ahead with therapy. Pass that.
It's Mary Butler's birthday today.
Truly, the presence of the Lord is in this place. You can feel His mighty power and His grace. You can hear the brush of angels' wings and see glory around your face. Truly, the presence of the Lord is in this place. And so we continue in a spirit of prayer. We can pray, as it is printed in our bulletins, sharing together, saying, "Reveal yourself, Spirit of God, within us, in your dwelling place and home, that this house may be one where all darkness is illuminated with light, all troubles calmed by peace, all sin healed through love, all pain transformed through grace, and all dying converted in your life."
Thank you.
Just curious, how long do you think, how long do you think that was? 30 seconds. How long did it feel? I think I can go for a long time without breathing. I can go for a long time without sitting in silence. When I do, I know I feel the presence of the vast, luminous silence. And I can feel the love of God. For beloved, you are children of God. God loves you. And in this confidence, we pray together. We pray as Jesus taught us. We pray to our common parent, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
together to sing and to pray and give thanks to God for all the good things that God gives us. And God calls us. God calls us so that there might be peace on earth, that it might begin with us. My beloved, will you pass the peace of Christ?